Hare Krishna. Welcome to this beautiful morning session set up by Srila Prabhupada every day in every ISKCON temple. We are eternally grateful. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari. Bijana Bhallava Giribar Dhari.
Bijana Bhallava Giribar
Dhari. Jashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana.
Jashoda Nandana
Braja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraja Gacharya Stutara Sutra Sri Srimad Srila Bhai Charna Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON BVT Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraja Gacharya Stutara Sutra Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। अलाचुअ नीरवनीति धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। होली नेम फेस्टिवल की जय। समवेत वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam. Naran Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Toto Jayam Udiraye Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. Thank you. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 6. Text 43 to 45, three verses together. Because there's a little odd rhyming at the end, so I'll just read the whole thing one time. You can repeat. You can respond with me, and then one devotees and one matajis. That will be good. Okay, the whole thing. Aham bhavo jagna ime prajesha.
Aham bhavo jagna ime prajesha.
dakshadayo je bhavad adayascha. Sarloka palaha khagaloka pala. Nilo kapala stalalo kapala. Gandharva vidya dhara charanesha. Je jaksharaksha raga naganatha. Je va rishi nam rishi bha pitri nam. Daitendra siddhe sharadan dana venishdra. Anne cha je preta pishacha bhuta. Kushmanda jado mriga pakshi adisha. Jat kincha loke bhagavan mahaswad. Aja sahaswad balabas kamabat. Sri Hiri Bhibhuti Atmabad Abhutaranam. Tattam Param Rupabad Asarupam. Please chant. Aham Bhavo Jagna Ime Prajesha. Dakshadayo Je Bhavadayasya. Khagalokapala. 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 Vidyadhara charanesha. One mother.
Shadana Vendra.
Anye Chaye Preta Tiksha.
Sacha Bhuta Yakincha Loke Bhagavan Mahasa
Koja
Sahasvat Balabhat
Shamava Shri
Vi Vibhuti Atmavat Adbhutanam
Tattvam Param Rupa Vata
Svarupam. Thank you. Synonyms, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Aham, myself, Brahmaji. Bhavaha, Lord Shiva. Jagna, Lord Vishnu. Ime, all these. Prajaisha, the father of the living beings. Daksha Aidya. Daksha Marichi Manu, etc. Those. Bhavat. Yourself, O Narada. Is not there? Okay. Aidya. Cha. And the bachelors, Sanat Kumar and his brothers, Sarloka Palaha, the leaders of the heavenly planets, Khaga Loka Palaha, the leaders of the space travelers, Niloka Palaha, the leaders of mankind, Talaloka Palaha, the leaders of the lower planets, Gandharva, the residents of Gandharva Loka, Vidyadhara, the residents of the Vidyadhara planet, Charana Isha, the leader of the Charanas, Je, as also others, Jaksha, the leaders of the Jakshas, Raksha, demons, Uroga, snakes, Naganataha, the leaders of the Nagaloka, below the earth, Je, others, Ba, also, Rishinam, of the sages, Rishabha, the chief, Pitrinam, of the forefathers, Daitya Indra, leaders of the atheists, Siddha Ishara, leaders of the Siddhaloka planets, spacemen, Danava Indra, leaders of the non-Aryans, Anne, beside them, Cha also, Je, those, Preta, dead bodies, Pishacha, evil spirits, Bhuta, Jin, Kushmanda, a special type of evil spirit, Jadaha, aquatics, Mriga, animals, Pakshi Adhisha, giant eagles, Jat, anything, Kimcha, and everything, Loke, in the world, Bhagavat, possessed of Bhaga, or extraordinary power, Mahashwat, of a special degree, Oja Sahashwat, specific mental and sensual dexterity, Balabat, possessed of strength. Skamabat, possessed of forgiveness. Sri, beauty. Ri, ashamed of impious acts. Vibhuti, riches. Atmabhat, possessed of intelligence. Adbhuta, wonderful. Arnam, race. Tattvam, specific truth. Param, transcendental. Rupabhat, as if the form of. Asharupam, not the form of the Lord. So everything you read or repeated are not God. Supreme God. That's what it means. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. I myself, Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, great generators of living beings like Daksha and Prajapati, yourself, Narada and the Kumaras, heavenly demigods like Indra and Chandra, the leaders of the Bhurloka planet, the leaders of the earthly planet, the leaders of the lower planets, the leaders of the Gandharva planets, the leaders of the Vidyadhara planets, the leaders of the Charanaloka planets, the leader of the Jakshas, Rakshas, Uragas, and great sages, great demons, the great atheists, and the great spacemen, as well as the dead bodies, evil spirits, Satans, jinn, Kushumandas, great aquatics, great beasts, great birds, etc. In other words, anything and everything which is exceptionally possessed of power and opulence, mental and perceptual dexterity, strength, forgiveness, beauty, modesty, opulence, and breeding, whether in form or formless, may appear to be the specific truth and the form of the Lord, but actually they are not so. They are only a fragment of the transcendental potency of the Lord. It's a long purport. Let us read, because Prabhupada spent time to illuminate our heart with this. Those in the list given above, beginning from the name Brahmaji, the first living creature within the universe, down to Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, Narada, other powerful demigods, man, superman, sages, rishis, and other lower creatures of extraordinary strength and opulence, including the dead bodies, Satans, evil spirit, jinn, aquatics, birds, and beasts, may appear to be the Supreme Lord, but factually none of them is the Supreme Lord. Every one of them possesses only a fragment of the great potencies of the Supreme Lord. Now while I'm reading, some of you may think like, how in the world Bhagavatam thinks those spirit believers, all these are Supreme God? They are. May not be in America. You go to Sierra Leone, Namibia, they kill millions of people because of their belief on this spirit and all this. Even right here in Miami, they have a voodoo worshipping. It's not, whatever Bhagavatam says is 100% truth. Maybe I am not exposed to that. You follow? So with that mentality, we can see. Prabhupada spent so much time to give commentary on this. How much did I read? None of us. Every one of them possesses only a fragment of the great potencies of the Supreme Lord. The less intelligent man is surprised to see the wonderful actions of material phenomena, as the Avarjanis are fearful of a great thunderbolt, a great and gigantic banyan trees, or a great lofty mountains in the jungle. For such undeveloped human beings, merely the slight display of the Lord's potency is captivating. A still more advanced person is captivated by the powers of the demigods and goddesses. Therefore, those who are simply astonished by the power of anything in the creation of the Lord, without any factual information of the Lord Himself, are known as Shaktas, or worshipper of the great powers. The modern scientist is also captivated by the wonderful actions and reactions of natural phenomena, and therefore is also a Shakta. These lower grades person gradually rise to the become Sauryas, worshipper of the sun god, or Ganapattas, worshipper of the mass of people of Janata, Janardana, or Daridra, Narayana, etc., in the form of Ganapati, then rise to the platform of worship Lord Shiva in search for ever-existing soul, then to the stage of worshipping Lord Vishnu, the super soul, etc., without any information of Govinda, Lord Krishna, who is the original Lord Vishnu. In other ways, some are worshippers of race, nationality, birds, beasts, evil spirit, satans, etc. The general worship of Sanidev, the Lord of distressful condition, and Sitala Devi, the goddess of smallpox, is also common to the mass of people. And there are many foolish men who worship the mass of people or the poor class of men. So different persons, societies and communities, etc., worship some of the potent manifestation of the Lord, wrongly accepting the powerful object as God. But in the verse, it is advised by Brahmaji that none of them is the Supreme Lord. They are only borrowed plumes. They are only borrowed plumes from the original Almighty Lord Sri Krishna. When the Lord advises in Bhagavad Gita to worship Him alone, it is to be understood that worshipping Lord Krishna includes worshipping all that is mentioned, because He, Lord Krishna, includes everyone. When the Lord is described as formless in the Vedic literature, it is to be understood that all these forms mentioned above within the experience of universal knowledge are different exhibition of the Lord's transcendental potencies only, and none of them factually represent the transcendental form of the Lord. But when the Lord actually descends to the earth or anywhere within the universe, the less intelligent class of men also mistake Him to be one of them. Thus they imagine the transcendence to be formless or impersonal. Factually, the Lord is not formless, nor does He belong to anyone, any of the multiforms experienced within the universal forms. One should try to know the truth about the Lord by following the instruction of Brahmaji. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. This is a beautiful purport, but it's a long purport. Beautiful. We have a few minutes to discuss something. So I'm going to say something that I understand from this. Prabhupada, in the translation, the last line he put it, may appear to be specific truth, but this is not true. So how do you ascertain truth? First question. Jiva Goswami Pad writes, there are two types of truth in this world. One is relative truth, one is absolute truth. Relative truth that does not stand on its own power. I was in San Diego when 9/11, a lot of you are probably little boy or child. 9/11 was a big catastrophe in America. I was in San Diego and I was going to my shop and I remember the news. And then when I came to the building, I saw in the TV the Twin Towers fell. You know, like airplane went to. Those days there was no cartoon much, but it looks like a cartoon. It was not like a real. There's like a huge blazing fire. So when I saw that, and now I recall, was that a truth or not truth? What I saw in the TV. If you think very deeply, try to understand. If you think this is truth, that such a blazing fire, then the television would be burned down. You follow? And the house that this fire is exhibiting, it would be also under fire. But it has some truth. Somebody taking a photo and sending it. So it's simultaneously it is true and not true. If it touches the computer, there is no fire. You follow? But I saw it's a blazing fire. The whole two towers was like, the twin towers was like collapsing. So some truth, like I feel cold. Is that really my desire? No. The material nature created a weather, imposed on me, and I think I'm this body, so I assume I feel cold. You follow? So that truth, say Muhammad is my brother, this life. Is how long this truth can remain? As long as I'm alive. Next life he could be my son or my father or maybe not even there. These are called relative truth. It's related to the material nature. Has some reference, but it does not exist on its own. Some truth exists eternally on its own right. Like Krishna is Supreme God. You are his servant. Whether you believe or not believe, doesn't matter, it exists by its own right. You follow? Nobody can change it, or it will never change. So there is an absolute truth and there is a relative truth. Then Prabhupada writes, there are only a fragment of the transcendental potency of the Lord. So we have to see from that angle. in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10 has a 72 vibhutis. I'm sure you all are familiar with. Yes, no? It's called Vibhuti Yoga. So I counted, there's a 72 vibhutis. The purpose for Krishna to reveal that 72 vibhutis is not that he's claiming, I am the shark among the aquatic. I mean, he did say that. I'm the shark among the aquatics. He also said, among the senses, I'm the mind. But we're trying to control the mind. We're trying to purify the mind. Well, if Krishna is the mind, what do you have to purify? So don't put logic. What Krishna was establishing, this 72 vibhuti, that you see amongst that group, this is the most prominent, most powerful. So you think, first thing you think, okay, amongst the senses, mind is the most turbulent, chanchala, himana, Krishna, so many verses are there, right? So first you think, okay, Krishna is very powerful. But the second part is more important. It has to take you beyond that to Krishna, the Brajananandan Shyam. You follow? Not that you stuck with the mind is the most powerful among the senses, that's it, that is Krishna. No, that's not what Krishna says. Krishna says, Jajjat vibhuti mat sattam srimat urjitam evava tattat avagacchattam mama teja angsa. Mama teja angsa sambhava. You should see that opulence or beauty or anything first amongst that group. The top one is Krishna. That will remind you of Krishna. And then it will take you to Krishna. And if you did not go to Krishna, only got stuck with that, whatever the vibhuti, then there is a problem. Then here, Krishna also talks, Srila Prabhupada gives about Krishna's Swarup. Krishna's Swarup, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma says, if you want to progress very rapidly and steadily with a protection, then you have to hold tightly the nine truth that comes down through Guru Parampara. First thing, if you want to progress in spiritual path, you have to be linked with the Guru Parampara. Because the truth is coming down has a guarantee. So if you can meditate on this nine truth, then you will be connected to the Swarup, the Supreme Lord Krishna. Also many ways we connect, like for an example, we are given, those who are second initiated Brahmana, then the Gayatri Mantra actually also reveal the Krishna of Vrindavan. Gopi Jana Vallabhaya Swaha. This has a very hidden meaning, very confidential meaning. There's a famous verse that Mahaprabhu quoted, Vrindavane Aprakrita Navina Madan Kama Rupe Kama Vijay Kama Gayatri Jar Upasan. In Vrindavan, Krishna is worshipped through this Gayatri Mantra. Don't take it lightly when you got the Gayatri Mantra. It's very powerful, extremely powerful. Combination of holy name and Gayatri Mantra, you definitely awaken Krishna of Golok Vrindavan in your heart. The mantra, Jiva Goswami Pad says, Dibbam Ganam Hi Atra Simati Si Mantre Bhagavat Sarupa Bhagavat Sammanda Vishesha Ganam Cha. When he got the Gayatri Mantra and the holy name, then that mantra is supposed to give you Bhagavat Sarupa, that every soul has a particular relationship with the Lord, with a particular form. You follow? Bhagavat Sarupa. Vishesha and speciality. Not just duplication or randomly, no, very special. Every soul is very special. And that will be revealed. Vishesha Gyanam Cha. So these are the nine truths, like you can memorize. Anybody can memorize if you just think. First thing is, about Krishna, we should always, whether we are chanting or singing, we should always focus on these three qualities. Guna Krishna Hoya Kare Nirmala Bhajan. You can feel Lord's presence in you if you have focus on His quality, more of His quality, not just the form. Because we need substance, the quality, character, reciprocation, like this, more than the form in the beginning. And then when you transcend the three modes, then you will see the form and the substance are one. But in the beginning, attraction to the form without the Lord's quality and the character and reciprocation, you may forget. You may not become serious and connect really. So substance means the quality. Guna Krishna Hoya Kare Nirmala Bhajan. Mahaprabhu says you have to be attracted by the quality that Krishna has. So first three things about Krishna, that absolute truth, Hari, is by himself, of himself, for himself. Second is, he is the reservoir of all pleasure. Third is, he is endowed with inconceivable potency. If you focus on these three things, definitely you will feel automatically, every time you're chanting or seeing the form of the Lord, those three things should be forefront. Then many realization will come and your mind will be able to focus on the Lord. About the soul also three. There's a famous verse, the verse is very long, but those who are wonderfully memorized, you can memorize. Amnaya praha tattam haimiha paramam sarvasaktim rasadim tad bhinnangsascha bhavan prakritim kabalitam muktim svabhavad veda vedo prakasham sakalam api hare sadhanam suddha bhaktim saddam tarpiti upadeshati janan gaura chandra swayamsa. This is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, summarize this 10 truths. Is the entire Mahaprabhu's teachings. You can bring any Prabhupada's books, any chapter, I'll show you one of those teachings is there. This is so profound. So first thing that you have to be connected with the Guru Parampara, and again, three for Krishna. And then three more for the Jiva, living entity. The living entities are eternally part and parcel. They can never be one with God. The merging idea is dismissed. It's a bogus idea. This is speculated. Jeev cannot be. Jeev is eternally individual being. Qualitatively, yes, we are one, but that doesn't mean we can be just merged into. That's not possible. That's artificially, like we'll be floating somewhere in called Brahma Jyoti. And the second of the Jeevas, that by the influence of Maya Devi, they are conditional. And by the influence of Jogamaya, they are eternally liberated in spiritual world. Of course, that choice you make through your bhakti, you get transcendent. Then you stay there under guidance of your guru. Eternally you can serve the Lord. So first is guru parampara connection. Second three is about Krishna. And next three is about Jiva. Then about this material world. Material world is not directly connected with Krishna, but indirectly. It is his energy, but not directly under. It's a shadow of his internal potency. So indirectly connected. Eternally and simultaneously with the Lord and separated from the Lord. You follow? If you don't want to see Krishna in this material world, you will be able to do that too by the influence of Maya. And if you want to see Krishna everywhere, you can also do that by the influence of Jogamaya. So that's 7. No, that's 8. And the 9th truth is, when the sadhan bhakti to awaken ultimate goal is the only means to reach Krishna's lotus feet, no other. And priti or love for Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. Everybody got it? All these 10? Good. We have few more minutes. Let's see. What else in the purport? I didn't want to go details about this Kushmandas and Bhuta, Preta, Pishacha. Did you see somebody just walk by? Just now? Here?
It was a ghost.
Yes. No, this is not a speculation. This is real. You follow? These things are there. These things are there. And in the voodoo worship and in Africa also, a lot of third world countries do a big time worshipping. They actually have a monopoly. Monopoly is like if you want to hurt somebody and they don't go to God separately, they just believe that person and he has that power to send somebody. Come on, some of the devotees also experience sometimes. We may be entered into the bhakti school, but we have to graduate, you follow? But in the beginning, when you come, sometimes you are like lying down on a bed in the morning. You really are aware, you want to get up for Mangalarti. But you feel like something heavy on your chest. Anybody ever experienced this?
I have.
Thank you.
I have lots of experience.
This is real, I'm serious. You feel like to get up, but you feel like something is like, your chest is like so heavy, you cannot. Like you are like some sort of mentally aware, you want to get up.
They
do. These are called Pishachi. Prabhupada put all those names. If I go on this one by one by one, you can relate that these are all in our life. But when you are pakka in your chanting and clear cut Krishna consciousness, they will get scared and go away. But if you are not, they are around you. Whatever the Bhagavatam says, it's all true. Its question is like how it's relevant to our life sometimes. Okay, we have 5 minutes. Any question or comment? Yes, please. Oh, he's going somewhere. Over there, the Matajis.
Hey.
It's okay.
Hare Krishna. In the verse, right? Or was it the purport? Dead bodies. How do dead bodies have power and why do people worship dead bodies? Is that what it means?
Yes.
What's
yes.
that all about?
Bhutani janti bhute ja. Bhagavad Gita says this. Maybe in America you don't see it. But no, they do. The graveyard. Every time I drive by right here, so all these so beautiful flower, you know, instead of bringing to temple, they put it on the dead bodies.
That's what it means?
Yeah. And New Orleans is the capital of that. People come just to see the crematory and all this graveyard, you know, they decorate. People actually spend so much money, even in America, to worship the departed dead body. They don't live. We should be very aware until a time comes. You know, in Mayapur, I was in Mayapur running the guest house, and all the rooms has a screen. Do you know when screen came in Mayapur? It is not something in Bengali style. There is no such thing. It's ISKCON style. Prabhupada started. Because there was a cat, went to Prabhupada's room through the window, passed stool on Prabhupada's bed and ran. Bhavananda Maharaj told me personally. He told me the history when it started. And Prabhupada was in the next room. I could still see that room because I used to clean that. And Prabhupada used to translate, and he noticed, He said, immediately, somebody just came in and out, and then they said, this Prabhupada, this is past two. Yes, because we built the temple of this dead body of Muslim. He's trying to attack, trying to disturb. So next day they had a screen, as many window. And now, of course, they have, I think, every window and door has a screen door, screen window. But they didn't have this. Like those snakes attack Prabhupada in the toilet. These are all not a joke. These are those souls never leaves until the body. You know, you rent a house, you return the rental property in a same condition you took it, then you are free. It makes sense? This body belongs to this world. The soul was borrowed, but he didn't return it in a normal way. So he has to wait till dissolve back to the earth. That's why in Vaishnava culture it's so good. They just cremate. Finish. You give it back. But if some soul are completely spiritualizing, Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Havir, Brahma Agno, Brahma Hutam, Brahma Navatena Gantibam, Brahma Karma, anybody knows? Samadhina. When you spiritualize your body, your senses, your mind, always thinking of Krishna, preaching, you are busy in Krishna consciousness, your whole body is spiritualized. That time it is worshipable. That's why we worship the advanced devotees in our ISKCON. Because their body is spiritualized like an iron. With the contact of fire, what happened? Assume the quality of fire. So they can act like a fire.
I don't 100% agree with your understanding. Yeah. I'd like to give a different understanding.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of zombies before?
Yes.
Zombies. Like right now, within the last number of years, because I study film, I work in film, and I keep up with it. Zombies are very, very popular. Actually, for the last number of decades.
Zombie films
about zombies.
Okay.
A zombie is a dead body.
Yeah.
And some spirit enters into the dead body. Mm-hmm. So it becomes, it's not really alive. It's called undead. Okay. That was the only thing that was mentioned in relationship to all the other names that Prabhupada uh-huh. was giving. They're all living beings, mm-hmm. and he included dead body. So the dead body, that's the opulence. They call zombies. Another one is a vampire. Mm-hmm. Vampire is also undead.
Yeah.
They feed on the blood of human beings. And they're not supposed to come out during the day. They only come out at night. Same thing with
but folks. Sometimes they use, Shankaracharya used dead so body of a king. He entered into the dead body of a king. It's in Prabhupada's book, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Who was that?
Shankaracharya.
Oh. Well, Shankaracharya is Lord Shiva.
So. No, we are not talking about Lord Shiva. We are talking about Shankaracharya to teach a lesson how powerful is the lust, sex. To experience it, to answer the Ubhay Bharati lady, Prabhupada says that he entered into dead body. So dead body is not something...
But Shankaracharya is a portion of Lord Shiva.
Yes, I know.
Prabhupada mentioned it mostly.
Yes, it's true.
So that's why he specifically made it.
No, anybody, many powerful persons did also in our scriptures, not only Shankaracharya.
Okay, well, that's good.
That's fine. Yeah. The dead body, they can enter if you can use it for purpose and you're qualified to do something good for others.
Yeah, well, mostly,
for a bad part also they do.
Most of them bad.
Yeah.
Very few are good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I've had experience with ghosts since I was a kid.
Uh-huh. You know, you had an experience with the ghost?
Yeah, they attacked me. I have some specific... probably I'm coming from a ghost background or something.
Okay.
Because ever since I was a kid, I had experience. I had experience with female ghosts.
Female ghost?
Yeah, the female ghost would come and they'd kick you under your arms.
I see.
Anyway, it's pretty
but you are chanting Hare Krishna now, so you came out of it.
The thing is, the whole time I was a brahmachari, people would hear me like wake up. And I didn't wake up, but they heard me screaming in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
My guy brothers told me, they said, we heard you screaming on the top of your lungs. Even in the New York building, everyone on all the floors heard me screaming. Because I would get attacked, so I have lots of experience with them.
That's good. Thank you. Prabhu, can you take that microphone away?
It's just as simple. The 29 things that you mentioned, where can I read them?
I can send you that.
Okay, that's it.
Sinjay Vadam. Correct, correct. That's a metaphor. Yes. Yes.
Hey, these things are dead bodies.
No, they are. This is not dead body.
Huh?
I am inside this body. In one sense, yes, it is dead. But as long as I am there, it is not dead.
As long as in one sense I'm right, I'm pretty cool with that. But I remember hearing it here, since we're talking about dead bodies here, Maharaj was doing Mahabharata narrations.
Okay.
And someone else probably knows this, but there was some situations where the wives were lamenting, maybe it was after battle Kurukshetra, and some yogi came, and he amalgamated forms that resembled their husbands or whatever the situation was, and then they brought back the jivas who were their husbands to reanimate those forms. You know, so there's all kinds of things you can play around with if you have the technological know-how to do it. So, la-di-da.
They do. Still in India or Africa, some people are very empowered in tantric, tantra shastra, and they play with it.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah, I saw in the village they do.
You're from Bengal.
Yeah.
So you know Bengal.
Yeah, they do black magic. Like if you want to marry this girl and you pay this man so much money, they will do something and that girl will go crazy. Until she marries to this particular boy, she will never be peaceful. I mean, they do all kinds of things, still today. These kind of things are there. Okay, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you. I know Bengali magic, I don't know about that.